This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another one before we take calls and texts. Matt Gaetz resigns yesterday, right away. Okay, so Speaker Johnson has been begging Trump publicly and privately, don't take anybody else from Congress. We have such a slim majority. We want to get things done before this year is done, and then also early next year. They can't appoint the replacement for Gaetz until late February, early March. The only reason why he stepped down is because he doesn't want that ethics report to come out. That's it. By the way, you know when that ethics report started? 2021.
Big report.
I mean, and I get, by the way, they held off the report until after the election. Fine. I have no problem with that.
Why do you not have a problem with that?
I don't think it should have come out in the last month before the election. I don't. In September on, sure. I think you have to watch that sort of ethics report, which is already so let's say it comes out in October 10th. And you're saying, now, wait a second, this started in 2021 and now it's coming out just right before the election and Congress is playing this role. Now, if it came out in July or August or even early September, but that close to the election, I get some deference.
Mm.
Okay? You're saying no.
I'm saying whenever
it's done, it's
might
done.
Might look a little squirrely, but yeah, when it's done, it's done. And if you either got damning evidence or a complete exoneration, the voters deserve to know.
Fair. It's a fair comeback. But the only reason why he has stepped down from Congress is to avoid this report, period. Tell me why else he stepped down. Because he's not going to be attorney general for Joe Biden.
You sure?
I don't think Joe is going to appoint him. Just a hunch. I don't. And so he steps away from that. It's coming out somehow. I retweeted Jake Sherman, who pointed out how there have been other ethics reports when someone stepped down and they still came out. So it's going to come out somehow, some way. And I'm sure it's going to be just exonerate Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's go to calls. We're probably going to be late. Screw up the clock management. Here we go. Julie, go ahead. Thanks so much for listening. You're on CCO.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Chad. I am afraid of you. And I'm very nervous about calling in the show because I know how good you are. And that's not flattery. I'm very nervous.
Wow.
But I want to throw
sounded
out.
Sounded like flattery if I'm good. No,
no,
don't
I
be
am.
Afraid.
Go
ahead and make your points, Julie.
Well, I have two quick things. Number one, this election was not a blowout, okay? 159,000 votes in three states. If they had been for Harris instead of Trump, Harris would have the presidency. So let's look at that.
But let me just jump in. He has 312 electoral votes. That's the most a Republican has had in almost 50 years. That's a blowout.
But it doesn't change the truth of the statistics. 159,000 votes going the other way, we'd have a different president. That's what I want to say about that.
Okay.
Axios came out and said that Trump appointing Gates is Trump extending the middle finger. That's all it is. That's what it is.
But he wants him as the attorney general. I don't buy for a second that he's going to make him the sacrificial lamb and that he wants out of Congress, because I've read that theory over and over again. No. He wants this guy as Matt, that guy. And Trump doesn't want to lose anything. He doesn't want to acknowledge ever losing anything either.
Yeah, and he wants to show, hey, I am number one. I'm in charge. And even though this guy has got these very negative qualities, like sleeping with a 17-year-old, possibly being involved in sex trafficking, ha, 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 I'm in charge. So that's all I have to say, and I guess you didn't hurt me too bad. So thank you.
I don't think so. Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's stay with it a little bit longer. Paul, I know Paul sees the other side of this conversation. Hang on, Paul. Want to give you your opportunity to make your point different from mine. Lots of texts coming in on my kid just named his dog early in the year Gates.
Spelling?
Not a Z.
Wise move.
Yeah, not a Z. Maybe Hunter saw the future.
Yeah, but if you're at the dog park and you're calling out Gates,
could be loved.
People might not understand.
Could be hated. I don't know.
Really enunciate that Z.
Exactly.
That S.
All right, keep the text, keep the calls coming on Matt Gaetz. Including, you want to say this, yes or no, will he be the attorney general? Yes or no, Dave Harrigan, will he be the attorney general?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think he's getting the votes. And I think this ethics report is going to come out, and I think it's going to look awful. And But if he can pull it off through a recess appointment, it doesn't matter what it says, right? Trump won't care. They were out to get you. You were railroaded. It wasn't fair. In fact, the worse the ethics report is, the more emboldened he might be.
Well, that's the question I was just going to. Does it go far enough to where Congress is giving the thumbs up or thumbs down? Or does Trump say, all right, this isn't going to be good for me. Let's move on and pick somebody else.
I don't think Trump thinks that way ever. He trusts his first instincts, you know, and he wants this guy just to be his flunky and go out and go after people. 34 past one on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, thanks for your patience. I appreciate you hanging out as long as you did. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, thank you so much. I've been listening to you for years. And, you know, I'm a Republican, a poor Republican, that is. You know, when the information first came out about, you know, Mr. Mike Gates months ago, I was bummed out because I really liked him. But do we know for sure if that information is true?
Well, we have to acknowledge this. The Department of Justice did investigate him. The individual he was involved with in this, the allegations of sex trafficking, pled guilty, gave information on Gates, and this has to be stated. The Department of Justice decided not to file charges against Gates. Seems like the evidence is clear on some level involvement, but to the point of proving it in court, they decided they could not. Now, the ethics investigation is coming out, we think, maybe not now because of the stepping away. But if it's, has he been charged? Nope, he has not been charged.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, to be fair, did you know that the Biden, I don't know if it's the son or all of them together, who it is, but in the Biden family, my friend, there was 175 bank transactions from China. And that is never looked at either. I mean, these are the things we have to get.
Right. No, that was looked at. It was looked at, and they didn't pursue charges. Mm-hmm. And the representative James, why am I blank? Cormer, is it Cormer? Mm-hmm. I forget. I mean, he conducted hearing after hearing and hearing on the Biden crime family, and nothing ever happened. And the DOJ, by the way, did end up pursuing charges against Hunter Biden. I mean, the president wouldn't, if the president was running the show, why would they pursue charges and get charges against his son?
All I'm saying is this, Chad, my friend. There are 175 bank transactions from China. It doesn't matter that the deal. I mean, why are the Biden families even doing any business with China?
Well, I think most people. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're smarter than I am. You know, I hope you have a good golf game, but there's something wrong with politics. I gotta say one more thing.
Sure.
Who's the leader of the FBI? Do you know his name?
Christopher Wray.
Christopher Wray says that there was no insurrection, but you guys talk about it every day.
No,
because no one was taken hostage.
That's not what Christopher
no
Wray
was taken hostage.
That's not what Christopher
that's exactly
Wray
what he says.
No. No.
Who was taken hostage that day? Was anybody taken hostage? Did anybody have a gun? So there was
yes.
No insurrection.
Oh, there were guns. There were guns. There were individuals. There were officers that were harmed, and they were trying to stop the transfer of power. Yes, Paul. Yes or no? Were they trying to stop?
What I'm saying is this.
No, you got to answer that question, Paul. Were they trying to stop the transfer of power?
I believe no, because they didn't take anybody hostage. Nobody was there. They broke windows. Yeah, they broke furniture. They stole the laptop. What they did was totally wrong. What they did was totally wrong.
Okay, totally wrong. I agree.
Oh, come on, Chad.
They did more than that.
Come on. Chad, be fair.
I am fair. My contention is against Donald Trump, not against the Republican Party.
Okay. I got one more thing. They've accused Donald Trump of being the Hitler. Hitler killed
I've never used it.
People,
that's disgusting.
20.
That's disgusting. Right.
Oh, but is that disgusting? Yeah.
And I've never, ever, ever compared him to Hitler. Yeah. Ever. Never. But
has anybody on your show ever done that?
No.
WCCO?
Well, I'm not in charge of all WCCO, Paul. But I will say this. Okay. John Kelly, yes. Who I assume you admire, right? Four-star general, right? I'm a former Marine.
No, don't like him at all.
Oh, really? You don't like a four-star general?
No,
okay, I do. I believe in our military, right? He's the one who brought up how Hitler said Trump said he wanted generals loyal like Trump. Paul, thank you so much. Have a very good day. I appreciate calling, including disagreeing.
You too, sir.
Very good. The guy calling you right now is calling you on the carpet. Yeah, yes, yeah. Chad, you're magnifying your own persona. You will continue to preach to your minions. The people have spoken. I just said he won in a mandate. He kicked his opponent's butt. Did I ever rave about Kamala Harris? Ever once? Mediocre at best. Other candidates had a significantly better chance. If Mitt Romney was on the ballot against Kamala Harris, I would have voted for him. If Chris Christie was on the ballot against Kamala Harris, I would have voted for Chris Christie. Okay. Somebody wants to know if that was Jesse. Somebody said it was Jesse. Somebody said it was Mike Lindell. Where is Mike Lindell?
I think it sounded more like Mike than Jesse.
Yeah, I did too. Trump family doing business with Saudi Arabia. You know, that is one that is conveniently forgotten, by the way. The Jared Kushner.
Did he get some cash from them?
Who's never been involved in that type of finance his entire life. All of a sudden is running a hedge fund, and over $2 billion is from Saudi Arabia.
First time for everything.
I mean, come on. How do the Democrats not investigate that more aggressively?
A good hedge fund.
Just out of nowhere, $2 billion from MBS. Heck of a guy, by the way. MBS. Let's see. A three-year investigative no charges. I'm excited for the revenge. The past 8 years have been constant attacks against conservatives. I don't think it's been constant attacks against conservatives. I think it was constant attacks against Donald Trump and people close to him because of actions and words he's offered up. But this texture does reflect the feeling of a lot of people who feel like they are attacked just because they're Republicans.
Well, yeah, and it's turned personal for a lot of Trump supporters because,
yep.
A, you're attacking the person that they vote for, that they believe in, and, I mean, let's be honest, liberals across the country have been very dismissive of anybody.
Condescending.
Yes, yeah. Condescending, all of those things towards anybody that has voted Republican, specifically voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Not every, but there's too big a percentage that says if you vote for Donald Trump, you're stupid, there's something wrong with you. Agreed when Joe Biden inadvertently said garbage. He might have really meant it, but it was inadvertent that time. And trust me, all the texts and emails I received when I said I would never stop being friends with them if the only reason was they voted for Trump. And I said, come on. Now, if they offered up racist and homophobic comments, they wouldn't have been my friend in the first place. But, yeah, there definitely was some pomposity from liberals on a regular basis. Matt stepped down from this Congress. He's already elected the next Congress. No, he stepped down, right?
Effective immediately.
It's not like, and by the way, I'm looking at two or three reports who talked to Florida election judges who said that they cannot appoint someone to this seat until the end of February. Okay? And I haven't seen a lot of pushback to that. Let's see. Gates was begging for a pardon. Why would a not guilty guy need a pardon? That's a very good question. To those supporters of Matt Gaetz, it's well documented from Republicans who were there that Gaetz was begging Trump for a pardon at the end of term one. You're not innocent if you're begging for a pardon, are you? Now, I guess some would say, guess what? All Trump supporters are targeted, so he was getting ahead of the game. I think he had plenty of fear for what was going on. Chad, great show as always. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. While I'm a lifelong Republican, I couldn't agree more that Matt Gaetz is a complete joke. This isn't me. Thank you for the text. This isn't me saying Donald Trump has to keep Merrick Garland. He should appoint someone who is a Republican. Absolutely. And he gets great deference. But there is advice and consent. The Senate doesn't just roll over. Why this guy? Because he's going to do his bidding. That's it. Hi, Chad. I agree. The Gaetz is definitely not the best candidate, but so CCO. How about talking about the really good picks? I have. I've done that numerous times. I said Susan Wiles right away. Good pick. Marco Rubio. Good pick. Waltz. Looks like a good pick. By the way, I haven't even talked that much about Tulsi Gabbard, who some people think. I mean, by the way, just listen to her comments about Assad, how soft she is on Assad. So nobody's even talking about her because Gaetz is so unbelievably unqualified for the job. We'll read a couple more texts and then move on with the rest of our lives. Well, we'll probably get back to it again, but at least for the rest of the show, won't come up anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.